25 ways on how to take America down, folks. You need to listen to this because it's really true what's happening. It's from our friends over at Band.Video. Listen up, folks.
25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. 1. Open borders and illegal immigration. 2. Rampant crime and unsafe cities. 3. Mass addiction and fentanyl. 4. Election insecurity and interference. 5. The educational indoctrination of children. 6. The asymmetrical weaponization of justice. 7. The destruction of private property rights. 8. Inflation and debt. 9. The global depopulation agenda. 10. Record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11. Unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12. Toxic food supply. 13. Vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14. The trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15. Overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16. Destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17. DEI and the new racism. 18. Moral and societal decay. 19. The financing of endless foreign wars. 20. The sprawling surveillance state. 21. The centralization and consolidation of government power. 22. The destruction of trust in institutions. 23. The censorship industrial complex. 24. State media propaganda. 25. The smearing of those who challenge it.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
America has been captured.
Okay, so that's from our friends over at Band.Video. Well, and that's really some good points there about taking how to take the country down. That's definitely one way on how to definitely do just that, folks. Now, Reggie from Boston has an interesting take here. He says, never forget this very footage. Of course, you won't see the videos because this proves that 911 was an inside job, which I think a lot of us probably know that, but let's more look into this more closely, see what Reggie from Boston is talking about here. He usually has some rather good insights.
I mean, it was moving so unbelievably fast. The last thing I saw before the second attack was the silver underside of the plane before it went into the building.
Now the plane wasn't no airline or anything. It was a twin-engine, big, gray plane.
Mark, were you close enough to be able to see any markings on the airplane?
It definitely did not look like a commercial plane. I didn't see any windows on the side.
No, it was a black plane. It looked like a fighter jet.
It looked like a fighter jet.
It didn't look like a commercial jet.
Could be a drone aircraft. That's an aircraft that's guided electronically to its target without having a pilot.
Did you actually see the jet itself?
Yeah.
And what type was it?
It was gray, to be honest with you. It was gray. It was like a 737.
It was a fighter jet coming in to cover the city.
We We've heard reports of secondary explosions after the aircraft impacted. Whether, in fact, there wasn't something else at the base of the towers.
In the lobby, looked as though a bomb had exploded there. All the glass was taken out. There were 10-foot by 10-foot marble panels that were once walls. Several people with their hair singed, skin hanging off. And at that time, we heard a huge explosion. I never in a million years feared those buildings coming down. Never. I did fear secondary explosion, or possibly a second plane. 30th floor. We hear another explosion. I really thought it was maybe the end of the world. There was going to be more planes coming in. There was going to be bombs going off. I didn't know, to what degree they really just had us surrounded.
From World Trade Center, we took a hit on that last explosion. The man supposed to be evacuated at this point.
He's dead?
It exploded and it all just blew us away.
The fire department happened?
Okay.
There's no pulse or nothing.
The third explosion, the whole lobby collapsed on us.
What was it like?
Horrible.
It's like hell. You don't want it out.
The whole building just collapsed on us inside the lobby.
Is that a secondary explosion?
Yes, it was.
That was the plan.
Yeah, definitely secondary explosion. Because we was inside waiting to go upstairs. And on the way upstairs, the whole fucking thing blew. And we just collapsed on everybody inside the lobby.
Similar to the first tower coming down, secondary?
I don't know about the first one, but I know the second one, it was terrible. Then there was a third one, too, after that one. You're in the building trying to help people, and there's exploding money inside the building. So I don't think you're getting any worse than this.
Big boom, come down the steps, everything fine until we got to the basement, and then everything just fell in. I got trapped in there, where another guy crawled out, kept getting hit in the head, bags rolled around, finally clawed our way out over the rubble.
Yeah.
Come on, Doc.
Get all right. All right, we're going to be Tom.
Something that was planned. This is not, it's not accidental that the first tower just happened to collapse and then the second tower just happened to collapse in exactly the same way. How they accomplished this, we don't know.
They're thinking about bringing the building down. They didn't say what building, they just said bringing a building down. Last few seconds, he took his hand off and you heard 3, 2, 1, and he was just saying, just run for your life, just run for your life. And then it was like another 2, 3 seconds, you heard explosions, like boom.
Oh, you
want to
call your mother or something?
Oh, boy,
you got to get back.
Don't worry about me. This was a boom, and like you felt a rumble in the ground, like almost like you wanted to grab onto something.
He said after the recent attacks which the U.S. has witnessed, the U.S. government ventured to point fingers at me, accused me of involvement. The U.S. government has consistently blamed me for being behind every occasion its enemies attack it. I would like to assure the world that I did not plan the recent attacks, which seems to have been planned by people for personal reasons.
The president said that Osama bin Laden was the prime suspect. Why?
There's just a lot of evidence.
Oh, the reason I keep insisting that there was a relationship between Iraq and Saddam and Al-Qaeda, because there was a relationship.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
Nearly 3,000 people died at the World Trade Center on 9/11, but the list of victims keeps growing.
70,000 men and women worked at the ruins at Ground Zero. Many now suffer from illnesses officially linked to the toxic smoke and dust, including respiratory and gastric diseases.
We all heard in the beginning, the air was good, it's okay.
Yeah.
Now that very same government saying, well, cancer's not part of it.
Three New York City firefighters died of cancer on the same day this week.
And more than 850 firefighters and emergency workers have developed cancer because of their work at Ground Zero. 99% of all firefighters and emergency workers have reported at least one respiratory problem.
Most 9/11 rescue workers are now dependent on the very government for assistance. All right, so that was that, an inside job. I tend to fully agree with that statement. Let's go to we'll see what Dr. Reese has to say on artificial intelligence and the very
The corrupt U.S. government is bankrupting the economy and igniting a third world war while flooding the border with single military-aged men. The media continues to divide us along party lines with another rigged election, while Hollywood tries to goad the people into a second civil war. And while this is all happening, humanity is being slow-killed with technologies that only serve to isolate and track us. 9 years ago, hundreds of scientists were warning us of the dangers of cell phones and 5G radiation.
I'm Dr. Martin Blank from the Department of Physiology and Cellular Biophysics at Columbia University. We are scientists and engineers, and I'm here to tell you we have created something that is harming us, and it is getting out of control. The incidence of fatal brain cancer in younger people has more than tripled. We are putting cellular antennas on residential buildings and on top of hospitals where people are trying to get well. It's particularly frightening that radiation from our telecommunication and power line technology is damaging the DNA in our cells. The time to deal with the harmful biological and health effects is long overdue. We are really all part of a large biological experiment without our informed consent.
And things have only gotten worse. Millions have been murdered with a mandated mystery injection, which has debilitated even more and infected the living with nanotechnologies that are linking us with machines. An artificial intelligence grid is being built around us, and the people have never been more divided. And if we fail to unite, the future of humanity is destined to be grim. In Ronald Reagan's famous 1987 speech, he referred to an alien threat that could unite humanity.
I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us?
And regardless of what he was referring to 37 years ago, that alien threat is here today. It is the anti-human artificial intelligence that humanity is giving birth to.
Sentient artificial intelligence, far beyond human beings. You give it 1,000 years alone to make better and better versions of itself, where does that go? That goes to a god.
But what kind of god? So, like, I think of it this way. So the first stage of the Industrial Revolution consisted of people building machines that were stronger than the human body.
Right.
Right? So the steam-powered loom.
Sure.
The backhoe. Combustion engine. They replace muscles.
Right.
Right. So that's what the machine does. It becomes stronger than the human body. The second stage, which we're in the middle of, consists of creating machines that are more powerful than the human mind. That's what computing is. And I would say AI or supercomputing is just that exponentially. But that doesn't make it a god in the sense that the machine, however powerful it is, any more than a backhoe is a god, mm-hmm. because it can dig a trench faster than 100 men, it's still something that people created. So the story hasn't really changed. At the center of the story are people, and their creative power may lead to unintended consequences, but the machines that they build did not make the universe and did not make people. People made the machines.
Right.
So if, and I but I would say the part I agree with is there's a spiritual component here for sure. People will worship AI as a god. AI, Ted Kaczynski was likely right, will get away from us. We will be controlled by the thing that we made. All those are bad. Like, that's just bad. And we need to say unequivocally, it's bad. It's bad to be controlled by machines.
Right.
Machines are helpmates. Like, we created them to help us, to make our lives better, not to take orders from them. So I don't know why we're not having any of these conversations right now. We're just acting as if this is like some kind of virus, like COVID, that spreads across the world inexorably. There's nothing we can do about it. Just wait to get it. It's like, no. If we agree that the outcome is bad, which, and specifically it's bad for people, we should care what's good for people. That's all we should care about. Is it good for people or not? If it's bad for people, then we should strangle it in its crib right now.
Right.
And why just blow up the data centers? Like, I don't, and why is that hard? If it's actually going to become what you just described, which is a threat to people, humanity, life, then we have a moral obligation to murder it immediately. And since it's not alive, we don't need to feel bad about that.
Well, you could say the same about the atomic bomb, right?
Yes, you could. Everybody I've ever talked to, and there's many people, are like, yeah, it's, you know, could get away from us and enslave us. Well, let's say no to slavery. How's that? Is that a tough one? Not for me.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe a good use of nuclear weapons would be to hit the data centers. No, I'm serious. Like, why is that crazy?
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Our next story here.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter.
And there you go. Let's take us to this other story. Japan fights back against the world's
ここに我々は子供たちを守る日本を守ることを誓う。
The Japanese are normally not inclined to protest, but thousands of them are now marching together in protest of the deadly experimental shots and the WHO pandemic treaty. They are being ignored by their government and media, and they deserve our recognition and support. They are launching a class action lawsuit for the families who lost loved ones to the deadly shots and for those whose lives have been destroyed. And the plaintiffs are being heard as they share their painful stories. Medical professor of Osaka City University School, Misayasu Inoue, has recently delivered a warning to the world that Japan has contracted with the WHO to develop a new vaccine for Disease X, which is expected to be deployed worldwide later this year.
A plan was set up to shorten the time to develop vaccines, which usually takes longer than 10 years,
to less than 1 year. Operation Warp Speed. This operation was used to cover up the misconception of the genetic vaccines under the pretext of saving time. And an extremely dangerous medicine was selected. I believe that the fraudulent use of experimental gene therapy to healthy people, particularly to healthy children, is an extreme violation of human rights. The Japanese government is the first in the world to approve a new type of vaccine called self-replication replicon vaccine, and plans to start to supply it this fall and winter. The Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry is providing a huge amount of subsidies for this project, and the factories to produce new vaccines are being built one after another in Japan. Furthermore, the Japanese government is currently soliciting large-scale clinical trials worth $900 million from pharmaceutical companies that are taking on the challenge of developing vaccines to prepare for the next pandemic by Disease X, proposed during the Davos conference this year. If Japan were to become a vaccine perpetrator, it would leave irreparable harm to future generations. Therefore, the actions of the Japanese government must be stopped by international collaborations. It is difficult to stop this movement because it is now politically hopeless to change the situation of the Japanese government. The message I would like to convey to the world is that when Disease X occurs in the future, you should never trust the Japanese-made vaccine.
A final draft of the pandemic treaty is expected to be presented for adoption at the 77th World Health Assembly in May 2024, which will undoubtedly be setting the world up for another planned assault under the guise of world health. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Hi, everybody. As it develops, and a couple other things I wanted to share with you today. All these parties that are going on, anti-Muslim and anti-Palestinian campus all across the country, debates that are going on, these protests where they're blocking streets and blocking Amazons and blocking roadways and bridges to other places. We do believe that these are the same, or another group that's like the BLM, but it's a 2.0 factor to it. And this today, it'll be about we're against Israel and we're against Palestinians, and we don't like Jews or whatever the flavor might be. And well, this is what some of their famous talking points are, even though there's no substance to them. And a lot of them showing up, they don't even know why they're there. It's like when they came to Charlottesville, Virginia, a lot of them showed up. They didn't know why they were there. Because, hence, that's because they were hired on extras to be paid, $700 to $900 or more a day, plus hotel and food vouchers they got per day to come in there to do that mayhem. And it's kind of like the same thing why they're organically breeding here at these colleges and our universities all across America. And today will be about Palestinian Israel. But, of course, the way I see it, like I was telling somebody this morning, that everybody has a right to exercise their freedom of speech and expression. But when it comes to blocking roadways that people need to use to travel to and fro from work and other places of industry, and it's causing roads to be blocked, and it's causing disruptions in society to businesses and corporations and factories, that's when it's not a peaceful protest anymore. That's where it's on the borderline of being criminal and almost being violent, when it's disrupting things and people are in the road. When you do stuff like that and you're holding people hostage where they can't go across the roads where they need to get to go to work. I mean, I heard of one person dying because they needed to go to the hospital one time in the ambulance. They had to go a different way and the person ended up dying. If they would have went that way, they probably would have lived before they got to the hospital, because people were blocking the roads in a certain state in the United States. And this stuff is going on not just here, but it's a global thing. So, we have this thing with all of a sudden with all these colleges. We believe it's going to escalate to where they try to stop the election with all these blocked roads, and they're going to try to take down the economy, take the country down to cause the collapse of this nation and other nations across the world. Like I said, the same phenomena is happening in other countries. I believe they'll use this as a way on how to stop the election of the president of the United States, so that way they can retain and stay and remain in power. The Biden administration, or who they choose to pick as their cherry pick or plant to put in his place, whoever that may be. And so that's something we need to keep our eyes on. And yes, we need to prosecute against these people when they're blocking roads and bridges and they're causing disruptions in the economy to keep goods and services from flowing in different areas in the country, which impacts the whole nation, which will cause more inflation and cause even further shutdowns if these things continue to keep going out of control. And my question is this, I pose, why is not the FBI stopping this? Is it because maybe they may be in on it? Or maybe it's being done by design? Just like we saw earlier that 9/11 was an inside job. Of course, I've already knew it before I saw that video, that beautiful video that Reggie from Boston put together there. But, you know, this may be another one of those inside jobs because it's done on purpose the way it looks. It has the same bookmarks, the same smell, the same type of particulars like 9/11. It sounds like this is what they're trying to do on purpose to destroy the free society that we have and to take away all our rights so that they can put us under a dictatorship and have us under rule of martial law and the World Health Organization. You know, we should be like those people in Japan and fight this treaty. We should have people that had a horrible shot that they were given. They gave all these effects that killed many people, caused many massive injuries and or deaths of heart attack and cancer and so forth, and God knows what else. And you should sue the dickens out of all these companies that made this vaccine because it was not tested properly. And more of that information is coming out all the time, every day, folks. And we should have a class action lawsuit in all these nations. Not Japan standing up, doing that is a wonderful thing. Now it needs to set the stage for all nations of the United Nations to turn against us and to stand up and sue these people for what they did. Because they were wrong on so many levels, and it was a grossly violation of human rights. This is Michael DeSilvis with the news. We'll have more news coming up as it develops. Thank you for listening to us on XM Radio and across the internet and on FM and in certain areas. Thank you for listening. Have a good day. Now you've heard the other side of the story. That's Paul Harvey. Late Paul Harvey used to say, y'all take care. We'll have more news coming up. Stay tuned.